Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit, or about to have a great visit, I should say, with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is an original member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us now for more than 13 years. She is the world's expert on small business taxes. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2011 and many other books. And she's our good friend Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Also, her outstanding radio show every Monday afternoon, right?
Yes, it's called Build Your Business, and it's every Monday, 4 to 5 Eastern Time on WSRadio.com.
Right. So check it out there, folks, and congratulations on that, Barbara. Hey, Barbara, one of the things that that President Obama has been doing lately is vilifying successful people. And one of the specifics that he's mentioned are those mean old oil companies and how much money they're making. And I'm the last person to be, the oil companies don't need me to do it to defend themselves. They can handle that by themselves. And I'm no great champion of them. But it does bother me when I hear people, when I hear somebody like President Obama vilifying people who create jobs and who pay dividends to their shareholders and things like that. And one of the ways he's been doing this, he's been saying that they're getting too much. He's been indicating that he thought they were getting too many tax breaks, that they should have some of their tax breaks taken away from them. And I want to ask you, what tax breaks is he talking about? When he says the way he says it, it makes it sound like they're getting some tax breaks that are special conditions, something that they shouldn't be getting. What do you think?
Well, part of it is true and part of it isn't true. For example, one of the things they want to do away with the oil companies is this write-off called the Domestic Production Activities Deduction, which
right.
Every business that makes something in the U.S., whether you build it, extract it, grow it, you get this write-off.
Now, even my little business, Barbara, qualifies for that tax break.
It does.
Yeah.
How? Yep.
So,
the point is that it's a 9% deduction. They've already cut back to 6% what oil companies, other than small companies, can do. And now they want to eliminate it entirely for oil companies, just at the time when we want to encourage production
right.
in the U.S., domestic
right.
production.
So is that what he's talking about? Or is he do you think he's talking about the depletion allowance? Or you think he's
part
just
of it? Well, that, another thing that they want to get rid of is the foreign, basically a deduction for taxes to foreign governments, like a foreign tax credit, because they're claiming that it's not really for taxes, it's really for royalties. I don't know. You know, you could split hairs like that.
So why doesn't the president be, why isn't he specific instead of just saying that they're getting, does he think it's in the weeds or?
I don't know. I think it's just an easy target.
Yeah.
The other thing they want to get rid of is the deduction for intangible drilling and development costs.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we want to encourage that.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. You know, where are we with this? Isn't that exactly what we want them to be doing, is drilling?
It bothers me. Of course, when people are paying $3.50 to $4 a gallon for gas, President Obama can vilify the oil companies probably with some impunity because nobody's going to be, a lot of Americans, that's a populist thing to say. But it really upsets me for any politician to vilify a legal company doing what they're legally allowed to do. and making a product that we all need and creating jobs in the process. It bothers me when we demonize people like that. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could, you know, just point to any particular business. I mean, go back to the 90s, for example, when they sort of vilified all the yacht owners.
Right.
And
well, that was a luxury tax. They had the luxury tax thing.
They had the tax, exactly. And what they wound up doing was putting all the yacht builders, who are not rich people,
blue-collar people,
workers, out of jobs.
Yeah.
And they had to repeal the tax, but it took several years for the business, the whole industry to get back.
The yacht building industry, many of the yacht builders went bankrupt.
Exactly.
And never came back. So all those jobs were lost, folks. There are unintended consequences, collateral damage, when politicians start vilifying businesses. 20 Till, right back with Barbara Weltman after these messages. Stay with us.
Feeling like I ought to.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.